It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Tuesday, arvo.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, we all are.
What have you done? Inside my head,
yeah.
Mocked someone today.
Oh.
And I realised that that's what everybody was doing to me when I got stuck up the ladder last week.
I didn't get stuck.
I just got stressed 2 rungs up.
Yeah, it wasn't up a ladder. You got stuck down a ladder, going up.
No, it was going up.
No,
so I got up,
but you
a
were down. If no one is standing on the second rung, no one goes, whoa, have you seen that person up the ladder?
You'd say, have you seen that person going up the ladder?
You'd say, I can see that person because they're at the same height as me because they're 2 rungs up.
Anyway, I told you my fear of heights is irrational.
Mm.
And everyone was mocking me. Some called me an inspiration.
No, what do you mean? Everyone was calling you inspirational.
No, people were, friends of mine were mocking me.
Yeah, that's
face.
How you know if they're friends.
Yes.
If they, like, if people looked you in the eyes for that and said, you're an inspiration, cut those people out of your life.
But then today I was in the hair and makeup department and one of the girls had heard us talking about the butterflies that I'm keeping in our house.
Killing.
The little pets that Evie has.
That you're massacring all
And
all
I went
house.
To show her a picture and she went, no, don't show me. And I said, why? She said, I have a fear of butterflies. And I laughed and I'm ashamed of myself. And I said, you can't have a fear of butterflies. They're harmless. They're not going to hurt you. And I realised that being 2 rungs up a ladder was harmless, but yet it's irrational. And her fear of butterflies, I should have respected.
What? You've taken the wrong tact. I did not respect your fear of 2 rungs up a ladder, and you should not respect the fear of butterflies. We're allowed to laugh at stupid things.
It's not even moths. It's butterflies. Like,
I know.
Moths I kind of get.
What an
butterflies,
idiot.
They're so pretty.
They're the most beautiful, and you could punch one so easily.
Oh,
like, if
stop
it, no,
it.
I meant if it did get to a situation where it was people versus butterflies, they're the most
footage
punchable.
Footage emerging of you going,
walking out with butterflies
some
all over
jabs
my face. What? I didn't do it. Why have you got all those beautiful colours on your knuckles?
I don't.
Because so much to come on the show, including up next, one of the driest segments we've done of all time.
Funny.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon. That is Pink's Cover Me in Sunshine. We're going to catch up with her a little bit later on this week.
Oh, are we chatting to the kid as well?
No, just Pink.
Just Hunk.
Oh, actually, I haven't organised a chat, so
we
it could
actually
be.
We are chatting to her about her daughter, though, because
yes.
her whole doco is about her touring with her family. And it's like a peek behind the curtain of how bloody hard it is being on the road with your kids and being on stage every night.
And are you going to say that theory you have that she only includes her daughter for tax purposes?
It's your theory. I think you can ask her that.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Bickers, right now, I want to talk about the fact that you're using a piece of paper as a toothpick, which is something that is usually reserved. It's where I realise that I've gotten older because I didn't care when I started doing the same thing you did.
Yeah.
So my dad used to do it and I used to think it was grotesque.
Rip up a piece of paper.
Or he'd grab anything. He'd grab like a paper clip or he'd take the bit out of the back of his remote or the remote control and then just finger that through his teeth and like get that bit of sausage and then put that back in. Yeah, that's why you never wanted to change the batteries.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's really gross. Yeah. But you're doing that.
But I can throw this away, this piece of paper that I just picked the stuff out of my teeth with, whereas I'm not going to then go use it to change a channel.
Imagine if you could use that piece of paper to change a channel.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the thing that people have been talking about basically all yesterday.
We're late to this.
Yeah, we decided yesterday we didn't want to talk about it.
Because everyone was talking about
it. Yeah, and then today we're like, nobody's talking about this, so let's hit this. The footy fan that was spotted at an AFL game over the weekend, simply with a box of Weet-Bix he'd smuggled into the game, just munching dry ones out of the box.
Yep. No milk, nothing. No, like honey, nothing, just dry Weet-Bix. Mm.
Which is a lot. I mean, we have Weet-Bix here.
We can't do what everybody else has done and try dry Weet-Bix. We're better than that.
I'm putting the
we're actually better
container
than that.
Back on the Weet-Bix. Thank you to whichever producer got a bag of Weet-Bix
and
put it in a Tupperware container.
No, she's still passing it back. We're not going to eat dry Weet-Bix on air.
Okay, do you want me to nibble one?
Okay.
Was that Pippa? Pippa, our producer. Pippa, thank you so much for donating these Weet-Bix kindly. I reckon they've been sitting around since yesterday when we decided we didn't want to do it. Now we do, but apparently we
I
want
love
to do
the
that
fact
bit.
That he took his Weet-Bix more yep. than anything, because for so many years when I first started going the footy in my 20s, because I was late to going to the footy, I didn't like how expensive everything was. So
expensive.
I would take a full smorgasbord of foods, sandwiches, ham and cheese, white bread sandwiches, cut them up.
Oh, do we have some sandwiches we could eat while we do this?
Some shapes. I'd take some drinks, some of Alan's lollies. I'd have a whole full afternoon in my backpack.
Yeah, that's good. That's
so
good.
I think it's good if you take your own food.
Okay. Is it good enough to try a Weet-Bix? No. Okay.
Even in a cinema, I'll take stuff.
So I got kicked out of a cinema for eating Hungry Jack's. Because they told me, they came in, I was young.
Strong smell.
I was a teenager. There was no one in there. I was a teenager and they said, guys, you can't eat your Hungry Jacks here. And we said, absolutely no worries. Walked out the back, at one door, back in the other door.
Yeah.
We ate our Hungry Jacks. And then we got booted.
That's a former producer of ours got booted. Her and her pregnant friend were eating KFC in watching a movie. I feel like that's unfair.
Because they're pregnant.
Just let the pregnant women eat their KFC.
Oh, but then you've got to make a call. Fat or pregnant, and that's too much on the movie
Usher.
Too much pressure. Imagine just going to people. You're okay, but you've got to go.
Breast,
yeah,
leg.
I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
I took a full San Chow Bao meal.
Did you learn how to say it as well? What's a San Chow Bao?
You know, San Chow Bao.
San Chow
Bao. It's lettuce that has like a mince thing in the middle and some bao buns and some Vietnamese
and
rice
some
paper
bao
rolls.
Buns?
Yeah.
Like then, you had to assemble it in there.
Well, I pre-half assembled it and then I got Ollie's sushi and Evie's sushi and then I
is
had
this
my
at the
little,
footy?
No, this is a movie and
oh,
then I
gosh.
Had my little Vietnamese combination.
What movie were you watching?
Oh, Trolls or something. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, classic. Yeah. Whenever I watch Trolls, I think I need some San Chow Bao. That's what I need. This got me thinking of that.
Evie, have you had your San Chow Bao?
I can't imagine that's food that travels well, because
it was leftovers, and then I bought some new elements to it so I could have the
a
rice
new
paper
lettuce
rolls.
Leaf.
No, anyway, it was delicious.
Okay,
yeah, because sometimes you don't feel like popcorn. I don't even really like popcorn, so I don't want that at the movies.
Hot tip for people who want to smuggle booze into sporting events: I used to do this when I was a young player with no money. We used to go in normally. We'd stash a backpack full of beers in the gardens around the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You go in. On normal ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come out, you get a pass out.
Yeah.
Then you go and get your backpack from the garden. And then, because they don't check backpacks on pass
outs. Was that olden days? I feel like now they check every bag.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I feel like times have changed,
okay.
mate.
Looks like you're just smuggling in your San Chow bowls then.
San Chow Bao.
San Chow.
Anyway, what do you want calls on?
I don't know. Let's speak to Mel. G'day, Mel.
I don't think we've got time.
Hi, how's going?
I've just been told we don't have time.
No,
Mel.
We do.
Oh,
we do. I just think we've been talking for a long time.
Okay. Well,
Mel. Talk to us.
A few years ago, there was a guy at the NRL. He was in the crowd with a thermos. He had hot dogs. He had a bun.
That's great.
He literally taken him out of the thermos. It was plastered everywhere. It was so funny. But he was just like, I'm not paying $8 for a hot dog.
No, I hear. I feel like that's our audio producer, Jez's mate. Mm. He told us about his friend who takes a thermos with hot dogs to the
hot
footy.
Hot dogs. That's great.
Maybe this is a thing that's done all around Australia.
Let's talk about it. 131060. What are you smuggling into the game?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon and on 131060. What food did you sneak?
Now, one of us has, this is of course off the guy of the weekend who took into the AFL game a pack of Weet-Bix and just ate them dry. One of us felt bad about the producers bringing in dry Weet-Bix for us. And turning them back. So now they are eating them. And how are they going down?
That's how good a team player I am.
What made you feel bad after the fact?
Just because someone's brought it. It's in a Tupperware container and they've gone to all of their effort. I don't think it's good radio. I just want it on the record. But I don't want people to be upset, so I'm eating it.
Should I eat it as well?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that refused to eat the Weet-Bix.
Well, to be honest, I didn't refuse in the first place. It was you, and now you're desperately clambering.
Actually, it gets quite moist when you start chewing for a bit. Like, everyone says they're dry Weet-Bix, but add a bit of saliva, they become quite
palatable.
Alison.
Yep.
What's the question you wanted to ask, Alison?
I can't talk, mate.
What do you take with your plate? I don't even know what the question is, Alison. Do you sneak food in places that you shouldn't?
Yeah, so I went to the movies with my 14-year-old sister-in-law.
And we went to the supermarket before we went in and we bought chips, chocolate, lollies, soft drinks, lollipops, juice, popcorn. And I put it in the bag and draped it over my arm. And then I draped my jacket over the top of it. So
oh,
the,
that's good.
The ticketing sneaky person wouldn't see it.
Sneaky Alison.
Oh, good, Alison. Yeah.
And then you had a little feast in there, see?
Yeah, we had a full-blown feast in the menu.
Thanks, Alison. Angie, what are you sneaking that you shouldn't?
A friend of mine went to Elton John on Day on the Green. It was actually the lady next to us, opened up a esky and pulled out the kids' yogurt, little like yogurt.
Like the squeezy things?
Yeah. And started pouring it into her drink. We looked at her and said, what is this? And she goes, oh, it's just my vodka. And we were floored by her ingenuity. It was amazing.
What if the kids accidentally took that out of the fridge instead of the squeezy yogurt?
Also, and when you get drunker, you're just a drunk lady who, it looks like, according to everyone else, is smashing kids' yogurts down.
Evan.
G'day, Evan.
How are you?
Mate, I'm half a dry Weet-Bix down, so I've been better. What are you sneaking in?
Well, we had one of those lovely kids round robin do's one day where the kids were playing soccer for like three quarters of the day.
Yes.
And, our team, Aqua or water that barely scrapes in our top 10 beverage selection. So we got told no alcohol allowed whatsoever. So we're allowed to have a barbecue. So we snuck them in the sauce bottles.
Oh, you're on the sauce.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And right now, get half price at big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever you like, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Swiss, Synovus, Bioglan, I could go on. Half price. It's on sale now at Chemist Warehouse.
Half price. It's so
good.
You could
just stock up for the whole year.
Or you could just start taking double your vitamins. Because then it's your normal
Don't you just pee that out?
Yeah, probably don't.
Then you've got
yellow
pee.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey,
I know.
You know, this time yesterday we were talking about narwhals or narwhales, you thought they were called.
Yes, the essentially dolphins, but instead of a nose, they have a sword.
Yes, your friend thought they were a mythical creature,
yes,
like a unicorn, but they're an actual
narwhal.
Real.
Yeah.
Anyway, how is this?
Yeah.
On Instagram this morning, my friend is a home, like a lifestyle influencer.
Yes.
And she posted that there is a new vacuum cleaner out called the Narwhal Robot.
Has it got a long nose on it?
No, it's just this round disc. I don't know why it's called the Narwhal, but how weird that we were just talking about narwhals. I've never had a conversation with anyone about narwhals before.
Do you think they heard our conversation and went, finally, a name for my vacuum?
Perfect. But do you remember the song? Do you think that's their jingle?
What was it again?
Narwhals, swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion. Please don't let them touch my balls. Because of their big pointy.
That's great. That's great.
Should it would be a good jingle.
Yes.
Yeah, we could front the campaign.
So is it spelled the same or is it no
spelled
walls or something?
N-A-R-W-H-A-L.
That's okay. Yeah. What should we talk about? Should we just plant a seed today? Like we'll say pygmy possum and let's see if there's a new product. Call that tomorrow. See how much they're really listening.
Great.
Gary and Tommy.
Vickers, get off the podium. We've got a, come on, mate, work to do.
Driving you home for your Tuesday, arvo, it's Gary and Tommy.
Sorry, I'll just get out of the cage with the pole in the middle that I've been
How fun was the cage.
I remember when my local club got a cage and it was the most exciting thing ever.
I just don't think you could put a cage in a club now, could you?
What do you mean? Absolutely.
Do you think?
What do you mean? The same nightclubs would have the same cages.
Would they?
Yeah.
I just don't know how everyone feels about cages anymore. I mean, I know I love them.
It was always just a bunch of dudes grinding against the pole in the middle of the cage.
We loved our cage.
Did ya? Yeah. Cage girls.
Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
Zanzibar and Frio in WA.
Ah, that's fun. What was the clientele like at Zanzibar?
Just a lot of me's.
Okay.
And your mates.
It's really a very different me too, isn't it? Me's and my mates. Hey, what did your dad teach you?
He taught me some wonderful stuff. I remember I was going through. You want serious?
Just give us one or two.
Okay. So when I'd been fired from a job once, actually a radio job, and I wanted to quit, he said, "Put your head down, go in there tomorrow, work hard, and things will turn around."
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
It was really lovely advice. I thought he was wrong at the time, but he was right.
Yeah, that's great.
Is that what you're after?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. My dad taught me. He said, "Real men don't eat quiche." That's one of the things you told me.
It's a bit different to mine.
It's very different, yeah.
Real men do.
It's a niche quiche advice.
Surely a Lorraine, because it's got to be the ham in it.
I can't say that word. It's so hard for me.
Lorraine.
Lorraine. I have to really concentrate.
Try say quiche otherwise Lorraine.
Otherwise it's Lorraine.
Quiche Lorraine.
Quiche Lorraine.
That's like the man's quiche.
Is it?
Because it's got something like the bacon word
Lorraine to make it more manly. Well, that's not normal quiche, is it? But I can't say it. I can't say it to finish the joke.
Is that Lorraine?
Lorraines are here. He also he taught me that just because it's in a cask doesn't mean it's not good wine, which I don't believe.
That's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just he used to just smash cask wine.
Oh, right.
We always had a cask on top of the fridge. You'd get home, fill that up. He also taught me just remember, no matter how wrong you are, you stick to your guns, otherwise you'll never win.
Wow, he's inspirational.
Yeah. But there was one other that I never understood. And it wasn't until the weekend that I was chatting with my friend and I said, oh, my dad always said this thing. And I find it funny, but I never understood why he said it so often. And I said it to my friend and she went, oh, my God, my mum said exactly the same thing. And that thing is, my dad would always say, oh, God, I must be a mushroom because they keep me in the dark and feed me nothing but bullshit, right? That's what my dad would always say.
I've never heard of that.
So I'd never heard it anywhere else either.
What does it mean?
Just means like, you know, doesn't know what's going on around the house because or the kids won't say anything. I must be a mushroom because they keep me in the dark and they feed me nothing.
Like you're invisible kind of thing.
Or just they won't say what's going on and they lie to me.
But why do mushroom? Why is it compared to a mushroom? Because in the mushroom world.
I assume they grow in the dark and are fed nothing but.
Crap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
What a funny expression.
So you've never heard of that before?
Never heard. But given I've told you what sort of stuff my dad said to me, he wasn't going around saying, yeah, because they feed me nothing but bullshit.
I'd love to know. Firstly, if you got told that, like if that was ever a thing that your parents said.
Maybe it was generational. Is your friend the same generation as you are?
No, a bit younger.
Right.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. I'd love to know, firstly, if you got that. Or what else did your parents say that? As a kid, I never really understood that. I was like, oh, Dad reckons he's a mushroom or something. I'm not sure. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Tell us. What did your parent tell you?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, what is something every parent has said?
Yeah, my dad used to say, well, a few things. Real men don't eat quiche was a good one. No matter how wrong you are, you stick to your guns. And one which I never really understood was, I must be a mushroom because they keep me in the dark and feed me nothing but bullshit. And I didn't know until I said it the other day that my friend was like, oh, my mum used to say that as well.
It's such an un-mum thing to say.
Mm. Abby, is this a common thing?
Yeah, so it's pretty common in the military, mostly across the army when soldiers are talking about their commanding officers.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not, because I assume if someone called me a mushroom, I would assume they're using the, he's a fun guy.
I just would have thought you had a big head.
Oh, yeah, that's true too. What did your, Abs, what did your dad say?
Oh, this is a cracker. So in relation to beer or alcohol, any sort of spirit being on sale, my dad would say, at that price, you can't afford not to buy it.
You can't afford not to buy it.
My stepdad used to say that all the time.
Yeah, that's good.
Even like cars. You'd drive along on a roadside and there'd be one like, you know, an old Commodore there at a real cheap price. He'd go, you can't afford not to buy that.
That's great. Yeah. That's real fun stuff. Yeah. G'day, Simon.
How you going, bud?
Yeah, great. Have you got thoughts on the mushroom saying?
Just a little thoughts. When I was a young tacker, and that's a little while ago.
Yes.
We used to go across the road where they used to have cows, and we used to pick mushrooms. And the best mushrooms were under the dry cow patties. And Dad used to always say, see, just like a mushroom, kept in the dark, fed on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's what Dad was equating himself to. A mushroom under a cow patty. My dad was a dairy farmer as well.
So exactly, that must be where it came from.
My dad is a mushroom.
Kim, is there something your parents would say to you growing up?
Oh, Mum used to throw around the
I'm that hungry I could eat the crutch out of a low-flying blowfly.
Yes.
I like that one.
I, for some reason, I always thought that was a low-flying horse. I'd eat the... I believe... Hey?
Did you think it was ass?
Yes, but in my family, we'd say I'd eat the... Yes, out of a low-flying horse. I thought.
Why or if I get, or have I gotten flying? Confused?
I think that's why it was funny.
Mm. No, I've heard the Kim version.
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay. Yeah. It's quite a... It's not a big hunger, though, is it?
If you're going to eat the crutch of a blowfly. Megan, what did your parents used to say growing up?
Well, it wasn't my parents, it was my brother. And according to him, you're not a real man unless your eyebrows meet in the middle.
Yes.
And you've never been really drunk unless you farted and pooped your pants.
That's good. Sorry, well, that good
was,
news
that,
is
that was my Bickers. Teenage years.
You're a real man.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon.
Because what's wrong with the picture you see in front of you now?
The fact that you're about to eat two pies and I'm not eating any.
You can have one.
Can I?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'd love one.
Of course, yeah. I'll even take mine off
are
the
they
plate.
Hot?
You can have the plate. Yep.
Okay, great. Pie, what day yes. are we?
So
Tuesday.
Still, what's wrong with the picture you see in front of you?
Nothing. It looks delicious. Bit burnt.
This is how you'd normally eat a pie.
No, sorry. Yes, only with tomato sauce on top, but yes, that's it.
Well, guess what?
What?
There's tomato sauce already in the pie.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Oh.
I want it on top of the pastry.
Guess who's back in the game? Two Pie Tommy.
Is this a new thing where they put the sauce in the pie?
Self-sourcing meat pie.
No, because you need the sauce on top, the different temperature of the sauce versus the meat pie.
Guess what, mate? Maybe you don't. Let's see. Oh, geez. Okay, I've cut one down the middle.
So it almost is just the underlayer.
You can see it.
Underneath the... See? I wonder if that cools it down, because you know how hot pies are?
Ow!
Yeah.
It has not cooled it down.
But then don't you want tomato sauce on top of the pie?
Oh.
Is it hot?
It's so hot.
Yeah.
And, yep, we go in again.
Yeah. Oh, now you're eating the
How's
meat
the
in the
ratio? Because that's really important.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah.
You need not heaps enough. More sauce than that.
We need a double self-sourcing pie.
Self-sourcing pie. Is that what it's called? A self-sourcing pie?
Oh.
Have you called it that? Oh, it's making me feel uncomfortable.
You know the great
you're
thing.
You're going to burn your tongue and then you won't taste anything.
So the great news is I burnt my tongue enough on the first bite that didn't have sauce that now I can't taste the bites that truly do.
So is this a, yes, you're the new ambassador self-sourcing pies?
I mean, if they pay me enough, sure.
Okay, great.
And enough is not much. I've just done an ad for free for them.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Justin Bieber and Peaches for your Tuesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Do you know a show I love that I've never watched is Antiques Roadshow?
What do you mean?
Like, I love the premise of it. I love the little tidbits I see, and I think I must watch that show, and I never get around to it.
So here is a little bit of information that you may not know about me. That is one of my favourite shows of all time.
You properly watch it?
I love Antiques Roadshow.
Is there a station where you can just watch Antiques Roadshow?
It's just always on.
Where?
Like all those lifestyle channels.
Like Foxtel.
Yeah, Foxtel, right. Real high up the dial. It's always on.
Well.
Or any of those, anyway. Yeah.
I love the tales. And I think it's because I'm one of those people that later in life I've started culling all the crap that I had in my house and in our family homes because I don't like clutter anymore, right? Mm. And I often think as I throw things out, what if I'm throwing out thousands of dollars, like the diamond in the rough? And I saw this man on Antiques Roadshow be left stunned the other day. He took in his dad, who's passed away, his dad's Rolex.
Oh, gosh. I thought he just took him.
Took in his dad, who's passed
away. What's this
worth? It's my father. He's been dead for some time now.
How much is it worth?
And where did you get it? It's just sitting on my...
Well, it's in its original form, which is means it's worth more.
Barely used.
No, a middle-aged man from Oxfordshire in the UK, he took in his dad's Rolex, and his dad had bought the Rolex. They'd gone down as a family to buy the Rolex in 1972 for $240.
They'd gone as a family?
They'd gone. He said, I was seven,
trip.
Me, mum, my dad, my brother went to Birmingham to buy the Rolex.
Come on, kids, come buy a watch with me. No, thanks, Dad.
But that would have been an outing in the early 70s. They probably jumped on the train, went for a trip.
Just as much then as it would now.
And he could check the train times on his new
on
watch.
On his Rolex.
Would have been great.
There you go.
Anyway, $240 in 1972.
Yes.
Have a listen to what it's worth now.
Submariner, one of a 10-year production with a Mark IV dial. With the receipt, and the straps, and I hope you guys are going to be really, really pleased with this. It's going to be around the £20,000 mark.
$36,000 Australian dollars. $36,000.
You that is blow a me lot. Down with a feather. I was not
that
expecting
that.
That
is a lot for a Rolex.
But only if he's got the original receipt, right? Which.
What? No, because he said that.
He's got all the original
bits. Oh, he does.
Yeah, yeah. The straps, that wasn't like the invoice, a everything. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it does. The one question I do have with a lot of these things is they then don't go and sell them. They say it means so much to my dad, so I've got to keep it. So why get it valued if you're not going to hock it?
For the show. Because imagine if the show finished each one with, and do you plan on selling it? No? Okay. Well, who cares what it's worth? On to the next thing.
No, but I just think, what's the point? If that's worth $36,000, I mean, I know it's his dad's watch.
His dead dad.
But that could change his life.
What, his
he
dad?
Could go buy a whole lot more.
It won't change his life. He's gone, mate.
Well, that's what I mean. He's gone. Yeah. Does it matter?
Whether you sell it or not.
Yes.
So are you saying things have no sentimental value
no,
when the person's
you know,
dead?
No, I have a lot of sentiment. I think I'm just bitter because for a while
about
there,
what?
I was sitting on a stamp collection that I think would have been worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You gave it away.
No, I guess I did. I threw it out. Yeah. There was this old man that lived a couple of doors yeah. down.
You said it was weird.
It was weird. It was. He was a lot when I was growing up.
Was I not meant to say that?
No, just let's not make it weird. But he was a lot when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Anyway, he always wanted to show me his.
Stop, mate. If you want, if you're trying to not make it weird,
he always wanted to show me.
Stop
his
it.
Stamp
stop.
Collection.
Stop it.
And he'd sometimes give me his stamp
stop
collection,
it.
And I'd they smelt a bit because they're a bit dusty. But one day, my
what
friend.
Is it? It's a stamp collection from the guy down the road.
My friend said to me, you don't realise what these are worth. They haven't been stamped yet. They're originals from like, when did stamps come in? I don't know. Like 20s, 30s, 40s.
What a question to spring on us.
When was postage invented?
No, but as in they were that long ago and they hadn't been stamped, which means they were worth a fortune. But I think because he creeped me out a bit and because I didn't get it as a kid that stamps would be something that year... 2nd of January 1913, thank you, Eli. Stamps came in. There was some from back in the 1930s.
Hey, you've taken this not where I thought we were going to go.
Anyway, I think I'm bitter about this guy not hogging his dad's watch.
I thought we were going to.
I should have kept the stamp collection and I'd be sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but I thought we were going to play Antiques Roadshow.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
This week, the Antiques Roadshow comes from
Australia, where two idiots who know nothing about anything are going to have a go at it. Disgraceful.
Okay, so pretend here I am. I'm giving you something.
Yes, but you, for this to work,
yeah.
Unlike the show, the people that call in on 131060, you're going to need to know how much the thing that you have is worth.
And then we've got to guess its value.
Yes.
Oh, sentimental stuff.
Anything
that you've got that's worth money,
yeah.
You're sitting on a little fortune there. You describe it to us and we'll guess its value.
So, for example, you've seen the gold rhino at my house, right? The plastic
that's not worth
gold
anything.
Rhino.
That's just cheapy Kmart stuff, isn't it?
Well, I bought it for $350.
Did you? Well, that was a waste of money.
Did I get ripped off?
Yes.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. Is it broken into pieces? Yes. Let's not focus on that. Why am I crying? 131060, give us your antiques and how much they're worth and we'll guess.
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A man on Antiques Roadshow took his late father's Rolex in for evaluation, bought it in 1972 for $240, now worth $36,000.
And I love this show so much that I wanted to have a go at doing it because, but obviously we know nothing, so we've had to tweak it a little bit.
This week, the Antiques Roadshow comes from
Australia, where two idiots who know nothing about anything are going to have a go at it. Disgraceful.
Vicky, welcome. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
How do they start?
Hello today, Vicky. What have you got for us?
I have got an antique lamp that has a marble base and a metal design on it with a beautiful cream shade on it.
Oh. Just to get the accent right, I've got to go. At the end of the day, that always helps me get into the right accent. Vicky, when's the lamp from? When did you buy it?
Gary, I think you're a little bit rough for this.
I've only got one accent. Okay. Covers not all of the UK.
Vicky, I'm so sorry we let this savage with a lower back tattoo.
The lamp got purchased back in 1960 Greece.
And how did it come into your hands, Vicky?
It was my great grandmother's.
Okay, and you know how much it's worth here, but we'll have a crack at it.
Marble from Greece in the 60s. Mm. People pay big money for that, slabs for their kitchen stuff.
Slabs for their kitchen.
I've forgotten the accent, haven't I?
Haven't I?
That was so Aussie.
Haven't I? Anyway, let's have a punt at this. Here we go. Beckers, what do you reckon?
So you've had it valued, Vicky, and you know what it's worth.
Yeah, I do know what it's worth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to say $11,000.
Oh, blow me down. Bugger me. Vicky, I'm going to guess much less than my companion here. I'm going to say $560.
Well, you are the closest. It was $250.
Oh, thank you, Vic.
And you're holding on to that, Vicky?
I'm holding on to it, mate. I'm holding on to it until I die. I'm going to give it to my kids, apparently.
Oh, because that's what they want. Vicky. Nan's old lamp.
Just because it's not worth the $11,000 that you thought was worth. Don't take it out, Vicky.
We get all of the crap that our generations before. I've got a whole buffet in my living room at the moment. That was my grandparents.
What do you mean a buffet?
Like literally a buffet, like one of those.
They had a buffet?
No, it's like a dresser thing.
What?
Yeah.
And how much is it worth?
No, I don't know. I've thought about getting it valued, but the thing is I'd sell it. Not think I'm meant to keep it.
Hello, Chris, and welcome to the program.
Hello, guys. How are you going? I'm half British, so this actually quite works well.
Oh, perfect. I'm not at all, and Biggins can't do an accent, so you'll have to prop the team up on this one.
You sound very Hugh Grant.
Jolly good, jolly good.
Chris, what do you have for us today?
From when I was a very young child, there were Tarzos in the Smith. They were incredibly rare to get. You didn't know what you were going to get. And there was a limited edition Simpsons set. I've got the complete edition of Simpsons.
I know Tarzan as well because they were from the Pog family. It was a smash hit game that stuck around for about 6 months and occupied every primary school kid's lunchbox and mind and imagination and so on and so forth.
What year did Chris say this is from? When's this from, Chris?
They were probably from around 20 years ago at least, if not more.
If I do my maths, that's 2001. I reckon they were back even a bit further.
$2,000.
Jeez, Chris.
This is one limited edition.
Chris is saying you've got to be joking me, lady. But I reckon it's even less, actually, Chris. I would say it's worth not much. I would say maybe $200. Maybe. Chris, over to you.
Well, I know that I've gone for the highbrow version of finding the value, but going by the online sales, anywhere between $40 and $69.
Oh. Absolute crap.
Put him in the pool room. Straight to the pool room.
If anyone needs to sell anything, sell it to Bickers. She thinks everything's worth an absolute fortune.
Well, I just figured that people would be calling with something of value.
What, Tarzan? Did you not hear it? I did hear.
Lee, they please tell me what you're about to pitch to us is something of actual value.
What's happened to your accent?
I can't
hear
the
g'day,
accent.
Carrie and Tommy. I've got a vintage kids trike.
Yeah, a vintage
kids trike.
How far back are we going, Lee?
Apparently it's from 1940.
Wow.
I saw, this is not a word of lie, I saw kids trike in a shop window last night and it blew my mind because it was just the small price of about $480 for an absolute thing that wouldn't work at all.
Is this what kind of form is it in, Lee? Like, is it really rusted and gone to the, you know, or is it been kept in nice condition?
Yeah, no, it's pretty rusty. It's fallen apart. I haven't wanted to fix it up because I know how much it's worth, so.
Before I go
playing
bucks.
With it, it's only going to lose value, I reckon.
$10.
I'm going to say it's worth $600, Lee. Give us the price.
You're both way off. It's worth about $3,800.
Oh, my God.
God. Well, yeah, because
I've
it's just offered you.
A couple of them online. And, they're going from anywhere between $3,800 and $4,000.
Wait, have you thought about selling it, Lee?
nah, no way. I'll keep it for my young fella one day. He can ride it once and then watch it fall apart and then, yeah.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon. Jump on at Gary Tommy Show. We're going to chuck up a little bit of an album of all of our sketchathon sketches, guys.
If you have entered for the chance to win $5,000, we could be picking you to be on either my team or Tommy's team tomorrow.
Hey, speaking of money, Bickers, how much would you pay to sleep with Kate Moss?
What?
That's an auction that's going on.
It's going to shock you, but I have no desire to sleep with Kate Moss.
What do you mean?
I don't need to. I wouldn't pay money.
But it's to raise money to go to charity.
Oh, don't put the charity element in there.
What it is.
No.
The bids are already at £11,000, and it is you get a video of Kate Moss sleeping. It's titled Sleep with Kate Moss. There is also going to be two more.
Hold on. You bid on money and you get sent a video.
You bid on money.
You bid on the item. Yes. It's just a video of her lying in her bed sleeping. For how long?
An artist has made a video of her sleeping. I don't know. I'm assuming it's not that long. I don't think you get all 8 hours.
And you just put it on your pillow next to you and then you go to sleep with her.
I don't want to say what I reckon people are doing with it. The other videos are called Walk with Kate and Drive with Kate, I'm assuming of which get zero money bid on them. But Sleep with Kate is already up to £11,000.
Do people know what they're paying for? That'd be a real buyer's remorse if you
got handed a video. Trying to work out if you still can.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set.
It is happening soon. We have entries here that we are going to pick from people who have entered our sketchathon. All you had to do was draw a picture of you and I.
I don't know why we opened ourselves up to this kind of ridicule in grey lead pencil form.
Yes, it's been eye-opening.
Turdful.
Some of the beautiful drawings. Some of them are very cute.
I'm essentially a nose wearing a T-shirt in most of
these. But that's what you are.
Okay. I like the ones.
Some of them are amazing.
I like the ones that are so nondescript they have to write Tommy and Carrie above us.
I like the entry that she's drawn my no photos hat.
Yes.
Yes. You don't feature in that one at all, actually.
There's a few where I don't feature. It's fine. It's perfect for yeah. Then when they said draw Carrie and Tommy, they're like, they mustn't mean that.
That one looks nothing like me but a beautiful woman. I don't know who that is.
Which one?
That woman one there. Who's that? I feel like she's a Hollywood superstar.
I don't know. And the one next to it, I look like I'm about 1,000 years old.
Again.
Never have I been more weathered. My hair's gone back. I've got about a 7 head up there.
If you have just joined us, what we are doing is a sketchathon on Friday where we've got teams. My team is going to be called Caricature.
Because we got to pick our own name.
Yeah.
And that's very clever.
Yeah.
My team is called The Winners.
No, you have to have little in there.
No, I'm just going with the winners.
Why?
Because I like to manifest things. So
but
I think
it's
if you're on
such a boring name, call it Little Sketch or
Little Sketch.
A little sketchy is good for you.
No. The winners.
It's got to have little in. So when people are listening, they can be it's Carrie's team, Caricature, or your team, Little Something.
I'm going with the winners.
Anyway,
can't wait
we're going
to say
have
the
teams.
Winners have lost.
And we have to run up and down while sketching, almost Pictionary style, and our teammates got to get it right for the chance to win $5,000 cash.
$5,000. And I'm assuming we are splitting it with the guy, so we get some cash in our actual skyrocket.
No, but damn I have it. Been practicing. Have you?
No.
Oh.
Have you been practicing?
Yes, I have. I was doing not well. I did a horse this morning and Evie said dog. So my practicing's not good.
His team name's The Winners. He doesn't need to practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at skechers.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. What paper are we from today, Jesse boy?
The Daily Telegraph in Sydney.
Okay.
They make it tough there.
Yeah, Sydney quizzes are always harder. They're a bit sassier than the rest of the country.
Question.
Aren't they just the same?
Yeah, they are. Sorry, mate. I thought we were creating a bit of theatre.
Question number one, in which Australian state would you find the Swan Valley?
Oh, WA.
Who played the title role in the 2020 film Wonder Woman 1984?
It is Gal Gadot.
Yes, Gadot. Gadot or Gadot?
I think it's Gadot.
Yeah, great.
In which sport is Cody Nikorima most well known for?
Cody Nikorima. Would it be golf? I don't know.
I've never heard the name.
NRL?
Cody Nikorima.
League. Okay, lock it in.
NRL, all right. In which book and film series would you find the characters Merry and Pippin?
Pippin.
Which book?
Lord of the Rings.
Is it? Lord of the Rings. Thank you.
Is it?
Sonder.
Who's Merry?
A hobbit.
A hobbit.
A hobbit.
But it's
hobbit.
Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. Oh. Not Merry.
Merry, not Merry.
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 It's tough if you... Is Merry a guy?
Yeah.
I reckon it wouldn't be easy. And a guy named Merry?
Merry, Merry?
Yeah, they're pretty perky.
Is it
yeah.
first name, last name?
Merry, Merry.
No, I just mean... anyway, I just meant was the happy chap. Merry. Yeah.
Guys, we've ripped through this. Question number five. Marjorie Williams authored which much-loved children's book first published in 1922?
I'm so glad that you asked us that question because we were feeling too good. Kids' books.
Yes.
What about, I know, I was going to say the Magic Faraway Tree or something, but
that's Enid Blyton.
Is it?
Yeah. When was this, the
20s? 1922, first published.
It's been around since that, like Oliver Twist or something?
I'm just going to say like a Little Red Riding Hood or something.
Is it? Oh, I love a bit of Dickens.
It's your favourite brand of cider, isn't it? Yeah. like Little Red, no, they're older nursery rhymes, aren't they?
What about Wizard of Oz?
Oh, what about the Fantastic Four or whatever? Five? Are they five?
That's
four?
Blighton as well, Blighton, isn't it?
God, I've got to stop.
I didn't know you were such a Blighton fan.
I am. I love the Bly Dog.
I love Dickens. You love a bit of Enid.
Yeah.
I don't know. 20s. Come
kids
on, Sonda, this is normally your area.
I can't think of anything.
Oh, olden days kids book.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's Roald Dahl. James and the Giant Peach.
What's Wizard of Oz?
I don't know.
Oh, great.
Great.
Carrie.
Okay. Wizard of Oz. All right. Question number one was, where would you find the Swan Valley? Which Australian state? It is Western Australia.
Beautiful. Very well done. Region.
The 2020 film Wonder Woman was Gal Gadot.
Great.
Oh, guys.
Oh, no.
In which sport Cody Nikorima most well known for? It is rugby league.
Oh! Great stuff.
I mean, great. I am your rugby league expert on this show.
And in which book and film series would you find the characters Merry and Pippin? It is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God. Four out of four. Shivers. It's not Wizard of Oz. Let's think, guys. 1920s.
I don't know why, but I thought... Yeah, I feel like Sonda would have known this.
Oh, Sonda, have a quick think before he thinks this is your area.
It's not Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, that's Mark Twain. Oh, no, is Mark Twain an author or a character?
Mark Twain is an author, yes.
Kids' book, 20s.
All I think about is Beatrix it still Potter. One that's around well known now?
I wouldn't say so, no.
No, okay. No. I don't
Magic
know.
Pudding.
Magic Pudding.
Is that Australian?
That's Enid Blyton again, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Isn't the Magic Pudding in the Magic Faraway Tree?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I feel like Magic Pudding's a separate book.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Jesse.
It is the...
The Velvet
Velveteen
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
The Velveteen Rabbit. Oh,
what is the Velveteen Rabbit?
The Velveteen Rabbit.
I've never heard
it's
of it.
It's such a beautiful book. Oh,
what is it?
It's about a Velveteen Rabbit.
What's a Velveteen Rabbit?
I don't remember much, but it was a great story.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know when you read headlines and it's clickbait? You're like, oh my God, I got to read more.
Yeah, and I hate when I know that it's not going to be the thing.
Yeah.
There's been this headline around, see a man get eaten by a giant snake and survive.
Oh.
And I've clicked on it, I swear, seven times, and it's just garbage.
Like, what happens in it?
Nothing,
now I want to know.
Nothing. It was just fake. It's just fake. Nothing happened.
Well, when I read this headline, I was like, I need to know more because I don't understand one sentence or word in it.
Give it to me.
Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin destroys 7 trillion in Shiba Inu coins.
Vitalik Buter.
Vitalik Buterin. What the hell is Shiba Inu and what's Ethereum?
Ethereum's crypto. And ooh, then I got lost.
So with Vitalik.
Who's Vitalicking?
He co-founded Buter. The Bitcoin Ethereum, did he? But he's destroyed 7 trillion of his coins, and his coins are called Shiba Inu coins.
When you say he co-founded the Bitcoin Ethereum, is that like saying he invented the Toyota Mercedes?
I don't know, mate. But someone who does is our Bitcoin expert.
Oh, Bitcoin Bell.
Bitcoin Bell, who apparently has bought Shiba Inu coins. Is that right, Bell?
Yeah, I did. The sad thing is I actually don't understand, but I have bought some. So
why? How do you even know about
remember last week we talked about Bitcoin a lot and we were going to a Bitcoin?
Yes, like because you think that's going to be our retirement.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And I was very invested. That day I actually ended up buying $110 worth of crypto, whatever. And so
that's what they call it, crypto whatever.
Bell, that is your yearly wage.
I know.
Why have you done that?
I don't. I was optimistic and now I'm very sad because I bought $50.
First, before you tell me what you bought, how did you know about Shiba Inu?
TikTok.
Good.
And
good.
Research for Bitcoin, I also found out
that. That TikTok is the same reason that I still have 3 perfectly smooth patches on my right leg.
Oh, yeah. You could shave it with sandpaper.
You shaved me with sandpaper.
Okay, so back to your $110 worth of Shiba that you – who told you on TikTok?
Oh, just like TikTok people, TikTok accounts.
Great experts.
It was like lots of shib and then a rocket spaceship emoji.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, it must
that
be going to
just
moon.
Be also like getting it on.
Is that what you do? Get in the rocket ship.
Just blast off. Anyway.
Wow.
Could just mean something else.
Wow. Also, usually those rockets have a number of men inside heading to the...
it's quite
you
can
head to the moon too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you could, okay. What?
I don't actually
I'm
know what
wondering how many
about.
People are in your blast off thing. And just a lot of radio calls.
So $110 bought you how much Shiba?
So I put $110 into crypto. I bought $10 worth of Bitcoin, $50 worth of Shiba.
Got you heaps.
And it got me like 0.0001 or something. $50 of Shiba and $50 of VeChain Thor, another thing that TikTok told me to buy. Anyway, thanks to Vitalik Buterin,
who's the co-founder of one of these Bitcoins.
Yeah, for destroying 7 trillion of
so
it.
So why has he destroyed $7 trillion?
That's
I thought he just gave money to India or something.
Yeah, I think with something else. I don't quite understand. I'm so sorry. But yeah, he just destroyed it. And now it's gone plummeting down. And my
so hold on. It says less than a week after donating over $1 billion in cryptocurrency to India's COVID relief
gave
fund.
Him $1 billion in Shiba Inu.
The world's youngest known crypto billionaire has burned $7 trillion worth of Shiba Inu coin. Destroying
$7 trillion.
I was going to say trillion. Are we sure it's trillion?
I'm sure it's coin.
It says $7 trillion worth of Shiba Inu coin.
$7 trillion
worth so confused.
Of Shiba Inu.
So what's your Shiba Inu worth now?
I'm a trillionaire, but it's not in Australian dollars. It's in Shiba Inu.
How much is your Shiba Inu worth now?
$23.61.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's still nothing, though, doesn't it?
Anyway, so what's the moral of this story?
Just
quickly, Belle, who accepts Shiba Inu?
I don't know.
Some of the TikTok people.
Yeah, mate. Maybe do a trade with them. You can buy some rockets.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.